top of the show, we've been talking about Florida and how they are putting out the word to college students, to just about everybody, don't bring your spring break party here. They don't want it. They certainly feel as if people can't do things responsibly down there. They want you to stay away, they said. And I don't know what they're experiencing already. Let's ask Officer Ernesto Rodriguez. He's the Miami Beach Police Department. He's the PIO there, Public Information Officer. Thank you for joining the show here, WGN in Chicago, Officer. I appreciate the time.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having us. What's the temperature like over there right now?
Well, we're not going to go there. What is it in Miami right now? Huh? What do you got?
It is 80 degrees. We have a little bit of humidity. It's perfect right now. I understand why so many people want to come to Miami Beach. We have 7 miles of beautiful, pristine beaches. Usually this is the weather that you're experiencing, but it's a message that we're sending to those that are already here and those that have plans to come, whether it be for spring break or vacation in general for the next couple of weeks. Vacation responsibly or you will be arrested. This anything goes type mentality that I think is becoming synonymous with South Beach couldn't be further from the truth. And we just want to educate folks beforehand and also while they're here, be responsible. It's as simple as that.
So, okay, we were remarking that some of the messaging has appeared to us as being extremely stern and a little threatening, maybe, shall we say? And I just wonder, is that the intention here? Are you already seeing the crowds there and you're just concerned about keeping people away or are people breaking the rules? What can you say about that, Ernesto?
Well, it's certainly not intended to be threatening. Obviously, it's however anyone interprets it. It's intended to be clear and crystal clear at that. And again, the slogan for the city of Miami Beach is vacation responsibly or you will be arrested. You know, year after year, spring break is nothing new to our city. But this year, in addition to security and safety concerns, we have health concerns that we're dealing with, that this entire country, this entire the world is dealing with. So we need to be responsible, everyone. It's the saying, you know, we're in this together, we truly are. So in addition to coming down here and not drinking excessively, because that'll then cause you to behave in a way or do things that you may not necessarily do at home, we also want you to be wearing a face cover because it is a requirement here. The social distancing is necessary. And as a city, we've taken a lot of proactive measures for the next 8 weeks. And that includes prohibiting even coolers, tables, and tents out on our beaches. The open consumption of alcohol is prohibited. Smoking marijuana in public also prohibited. All of these measures are actually arrestable.
Wow. So wait, let me go through this. On the beaches, no tables, no coolers, no tents, no loud music, no alcohol. You've got a midnight curfew in effect. Music venues can't even exceed ambient noise levels. You got beach patrols out, mask wearing enforced. So that kind of stuff, loud music or drinking on the beach, how's that going to be enforced? What are you folks going to do?
Oh, we have amplified staffing, and it's officers not just from the Miami Beach Police Department, but it's officers from our neighboring jurisdictions as well who will be here assisting us all with the simple message of be responsible. It's not that we're discouraging people from coming. We want people to come. I understand.
Did we lose
in your situation? I'd want to be down here in Miami Beach as well. But we have to do so with keeping security in mind and also keeping in mind that COVID is very real and still with us.
Okay, I hear you. So you're not saying stay away. You're saying come here if you plan to be responsible. That's a different message.
Absolutely. It's come here. We're not discouraging visitors from coming. If we're discouraging anybody, it is the folks who are coming down here to victimize the people who are here to have a good and responsible time, to those criminals or to those who are here to do no good, we don't want you here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mix words. It is simple. We do not want you here. Go somewhere else.
Let me ask you, because I think spring break week is kind of just the season's just starting, which is why you're putting the word out. Officer Rodriguez, are you noticing so far? Are people behaving? Are you seeing problems already?
Well, it comes in waves for spring break, and for us, it's an 8 weeks of planning. So now we're at the very beginning. Some issues, we're starting to see larger crowds, and yes, that we are seeing. As we lead into this weekend, March, this first weekend in March, and for the remaining three additional weekends, that's where we do expect the larger crowds, and that's where we'll have the additional support from our outside agencies to come in to help us ensure that everyone's here having a good time, but doing so responsibly.
Officer Rodriguez, we were remembering from about a year ago, maybe just a little later in March, but we saw those videos as the pandemic began of people really partying on the beaches and kind of, you know, just doing all the things that, you know, you do on a normal spring break and be crazy. Do you think those kinds of videos are not going to be emerging this year? It's going to be that strict?
I can't say they're not going to emerge. In fact, I think it's possible they will. So we're going to do our best to limit them and not limit them from going viral on social media. I'm saying limit those instances from actually happening because they're dangerous. They put everyone else around them in danger, not just those that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to limit it and again, ensure everyone has a good time. There's 7 miles of beaches. There is no reason for overcrowding. There's no reason to behave in a way that you wouldn't at home. It's come out, have a good time. Simple as that.
You put it in a good way. And I'm glad we talked, Officer Rodriguez. I thank you for your time because Chicagoans love Florida. I think you know that. People from the Midwest, we love going to Florida. And I think a lot of us can be very, very responsible. So you're saying we're welcome. Just don't bring your partying craziness here.
Don't, and I'll say, and thank you for the compliment. I'm glad you all love Miami Beach. I'm a fan of Chicago. You guys have some of the best food there is, and I hope once COVID is over to be visiting you guys once again.
Come on up here then, Officer Rodriguez, and I hope everybody stays safe down there. So thank you for spending time with us, okay?
Thank you, and have a beautiful afternoon.